Quebec drops coronavirus mandates after rejecting Trudeau's emergency decree. By John Hayward on February 16, 2022. Quebec stepped up its deconfinement plan this week and began lifting coronavirus restrictions. While Premier François Legault rejected Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's effort to crush the Freedom Convoy protest movement by invoking emergency powers. I think that I was very clear with the Prime Minister that the Federal Emergencies Act must not apply in Quebec, Legault said on Monday. We don't have any problems in Quebec so far. The Sûreté du Québec has everything under control. There were Freedom Convoy demonstrations in Montreal and Quebec City over the past 2 weeks, but they were relatively restrained and mostly held over weekends. Legault said using the emergency powers offered by Trudeau against the protesters would be unwarranted and divisive. I think that at this moment, it would not help the social climate. There's a lot of pressure right now, and I think we have to be careful. We really don't need to throw oil on the fire, he said. Quebec lifted more of the restrictions opposed by the protesters on Monday. On Tuesday, plans were announced to begin removing vaccine passport requirements in stages, with the process completed by March 14. CTV News reported that size restrictions on private gatherings have been lifted in Quebec. Restaurants can seat more customers. 4 visitors a day are now permitted at old age homes if they have vaccine passports, and seniors are permitted limited outings. Gyms and spas are now allowed to operate at half capacity, while outdoor events will be allowed with up to 5,000 attendees. Beginning on February 21, capacity limits will be removed on retail outlets. Places of worship will be allowed to operate at half capacity, and amusement parks will be allowed to reopen with attendance limits. A week later, the capacity limits are due to be removed from houses of worship in all but the largest arenas, while bars and casinos will be allowed to reopen at half capacity. Most of the capacity limits are supposed to be phased out by the middle of March. On Tuesday, Quebec announced the beginning of the end for vaccine passports, amusingly beginning with liquor and cannabis stores on Wednesday. The passports will be gone almost entirely by March 14. Which is also when Health Minister Christian Dubé is expected to begin distributing antiviral treatments for the Wuhan coronavirus. Proof of vaccination will still be required for domestic rail and air travel, as mandated by the federal government. Masks will also still be required in all public indoor spaces in the province, CBC News noted. Dubé insisted the abrupt decision to remove vaccine passport requirements had nothing to do with the Freedom Convoy protests. We're doing it because it's the right time to do it. Because it's safe for public health. And as I said, it's there when we need it, he said, threatening to bring the passport system back if another coronavirus outbreak hits the province. Interim Director of Public Health Dr. Luc Boileau added that vaccine passports had become somewhat obsolete in the face of the highly contagious Omicron variant, since only recent booster shots seem to have much effect against it. Millions of Quebec residents have recently been exposed to Omicron. So by the time the recommended 8 to 12 week wait for vaccination after an infection has passed, the Omicron wave should be largely over. CBC News quoted McGill University Associate Professor of Immunology Jörg Hermann Fritz questioning Dubé's claim that protests had no impact on the timetable for relaxing coronavirus measures. I think it's populism, played straight and simple, Fritz asserted. It's unfortunately a political giving in and throwing it all out the window. That's my interpretation. Fritz and some Quebecers interviewed by CBC thought removing the coronavirus restrictions and vaccine passport requirements was a mistake with the Omicron wave still ongoing, while others were relieved to see the end of the burdensome regulations. Epidemiologist Dr. Christopher Labos told Global News on Wednesday that removing the vaccine passport would remove at least one of those incentives to get vaccinated or boosted. There is still a significant segment of the population that needs to get vaccinated with their third dose, if we are indeed going to protect ourselves against any future variants, Labo said.